Welcome to When Ghosts Speak with Melissa and Marianne.
Hello, everybody. We present to you another episode of Marianne's Adventures with Ghosts and Haunted Houses and said things.
I got a call from a lady named Esther. It had been years since I had talked to her. I had cleared her house a long time ago. And Crystal was her little girl. She was about 3 years old at the time. Crystal is now 14 years old. And Esther said, this is what the problem is. Esther was now divorced, and her ex was totally out of the picture since Crystal was five. Esther said, I think Crystal is possessed. I started to say it can't be that bad, but she interrupted me and said, I don't know her. I don't know her for the last 6 months. She's horrible. Please, please come over. I said, okay, but I want Crystal there when I come over. Normally, I don't want the children there, but because she was the one that was acting up, I wanted her there. Esther said, all right, but she's probably going to be very, very, very rude to you. I said, I could handle it. When I got to the house, Crystal was upstairs in her bedroom. And before we called her down, I asked Esther, so tell me what else is going on. She said, Esther said up until about 6 or 7 months ago, she was okay. Crystal had had a heart problem, genetic, and she was always kept quiet, not to be too active because of her heart. She was homeschooled. She was too fragile to go to school, and her immune system was sort of bad. A little cold could actually knock her out for 2 weeks. So Esther said, is there a ghost here? I said, oh, yeah, it's a girl about 16 or 17. And Esther said, she's so boy crazy now and makes up and talks back. And she wears the weirdest clothes now. She acts like she's entitled. She screamed at my mom, her grandmother, you're so old and wrinkled. What do you know? She says, I couldn't believe she said that to my mother. She loved my mom. We lived with her for almost 3 years when I got divorced. She says, please, please, you just need to come over. I want to know what's going on. She's just changed so much, and I don't know why. So I went over, and again, we didn't call Crystal down. I wanted to talk to her first. And Esther said, you know, Marianne, she said, she lies so bad. Whatever you're going to ask her, I don't know if she's going to tell you the truth or not. All of a sudden, Crystal runs down the steps yelling, I do not lie. You just don't like to hear the truth. This kid is 14. And the last time I saw Crystal, again, she was like 3 years old. Now she was about 5'2" and maybe 110 pounds, tiny, petite, very pretty. And she looked to me very healthy, which surprised me because of the heart. But I, you know, didn't ask. And she had on an outfit that was really not appropriate for her age and tons of makeup on. Crystal sat down at the table with her mom and me. She said she remembered me. I don't know how she remembered me, but she did say she remembered me. The earthbound ghost teenager was standing right next to Crystal, and she had her hand on Crystal's shoulder. She was just standing behind her with her hand gently on her shoulder. She just looked so defiant. She was a little heavier and taller than Crystal, but very pretty also. I looked at her and I said, I can see you and we can talk. She said, I don't want to talk to you. You're just like Crystal's mother and you're going to tell her what to do like her mother does. I said, well, listen, tell me your name and at least, and you're young. How did you die? And why are you hanging out with Crystal? The whole time Crystal was sitting at the table with us, she was polishing her fingernails, acting like she didn't care what we were saying, wasn't looking up, wasn't watching anything. Finally, the earthbound girl said, "My name is Lauren, and I'm never going to leave her." She says, "I'll be with her till the day she dies." I asked her, "Why are you so sure you'll be with her forever?" "Because we're the same now." This kid was making no sense to me. Lauren was almost 18, actually. She was 4 years older than Crystal. A lot of times when a young person dies, they don't want to be dead. They don't go to the white light, and they lose it, and they're stuck. And I asked Lauren, I said, "Why didn't you go to the light?" She said, real snotty, "Her mother knows why." And I said, "Well, your mother's not here, so you need to tell me." I said, "What does that mean? Did Esta know you when you were alive?" She said, "No, but she's got me now, forever and until Crystal dies." This girl was just hell-bent that she was going to stay with Crystal no matter what. Crystal was now done polishing her nails, and I asked, "Why have you changed so much the way you act, talk, dress?" She was even wearing her hair like Lauren's was. I'm just thinking this girl was absolutely mimicking Laura, the whole way she looked. Crystal said, "I'm having fun. I get these ideas to wear my hair like this or what clothes to wear. I don't know how, but sometimes when I get up in the morning, everything is already laid out. What color eyeshadow, what color lipstick? And I like guys. Mom never let me do any of the things I'm doing now." And I said, "So you're just doing them and making your mother angry and you don't care?" She goes, "Mom just doesn't understand. I just have to be able to do what I want to do." So Krista and Esta started throwing insults at each other, and they were going at it pretty good. And Lauren says, "You know, I lay out her clothes and makeup. She has to look her best at school, just like I did when I went to school." And now it dawns on me, Crystal's going to school now. Esta never said anything about her going to school. And I said, Esta said to me, "Is this what's wrong, that she's gotten this way because she goes to school now?" And she says, "Is this where all this is coming from?" And she said, "And she acts so crazy." Crystal goes, "I'm not crazy." She says, "This is what I want to do." I said, "You know, Esta," I says, "what happened? Why can she go to school now? Did you end up with new meds or what happened that, you know, it's okay for her to go to school?" She said, "Oh," she says, "we haven't told a lot of people, but it was a miracle. Crystal was so bad." And Crystal said, "The machines were making my heart work. That's what was keeping me alive." And Lauren said very sarcastically, "Yeah, I'm the miracle." I looked at them and I said, "You had a heart transplant?" They said yes at the same time. I said, "Well, doggone it, that took you a little time to tell me that." And I said, "This just proves I'm not a psychic, because I would have known that from the very beginning if I was." And Esta said, "Well, Krista never wants anybody to know. She feels guilty about it. So we've gotten used to not talking about it or saying anything about it." And I looked at Crystal. I said, "Why? What don't you like? I mean, that's cool that you got a heart transplant." She looked at me and she said softly, "Someone died." And Lauren said, "Yeah, that would be me." And I asked Lauren, I said, do they know it's your heart? She said, no, they do not. She says, but I'm working on her to find out about it. I said, Crystal. She said, yeah. I said, why do you want Crystal to know who you are? And, you know, I said, they keep that a big secret. She says, well, she could meet my mom and see pictures of me and think it would make my mom happy. And my mom has not changed anything in my room. She hasn't given anything away. I could walk in that room anytime and be right at home. She says, and my clothes are way better than what Crystal's mother buys for her. And they're sexy. And I know my mother would let her have them because she's got my heart. And I looked at this Lauren and I thought, wow. Okay. I said, but you know, Lauren, I said, she's 4.5, 5 years younger than you. Lauren said, that's okay. She's so smart. She'll be okay with it. And when she sees my room, she'll be so happy that she can have all the stuff that her mother won't let her have. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, so what do I do now? Do I tell Crystal in Esta that the ghost that is in the house has the heart? The heart is in her daughter. You know, that's supposed to be a big secret. And I have to admit, at that point, I didn't bother to ask Lorna what her last name was. I didn't really want to know. And I thought, no, I guess I have to tell him. And I said, the heart that you have is from the girl that died, and that's the ghost that's here right now. And Crystal said, I knew it. I just knew it. It had to be her or whoever I got the heart from. She said, is she the one with that gets all my clothes and my makeup out? And I said, yeah, she does, because apparently she doesn't like what you choose. So she goes through your stuff at night and pulls it out, what she wants you to wear. And I said, she is trying to make you over in her image, Crystal. I said, you've got a heart now. I says, don't you want to be yourself? Why do you have to be like her? And, you know, the way you talk to your mom and how you're acting, she says, well, not always, but before I knew it, it's out of my mouth. She says, I don't mean to say some of that stuff to my mother, but I can't stop myself. And I asked Crystal, Crystal asked me, how did Lauren die? And I looked at Lauren and she said, it doesn't matter. And I said, Lauren, if you want to turn Crystal life into your life, you have to tell me everything. She just looked at me. I said, it was your fault you're dead, right? She said, no, I wasn't driving. Cody was, and he was a little drunk. And I said, did he die too? She says, no, just me. And I said, why did you ever get in the car with him if you knew he had been drinking? She said, well, I was actually holding the bottle of booze for him, so he was taking a swig while we were driving. I said, and you thought that was okay? She said, there were no cars on the road. It was snowing. She said, we were just going to have some fun with the car in the snow. I says, I don't know what that means. She says, what you do, you go to a park and you find a big parking lot. And you make the car go as fast as it can, and then you slam on the brakes, and the car does spins. And I looked at her, and I said, and that's fun. She said, yes, that's a lot of fun. It's like riding a ride at a carnival. I said, oh. I said, so what happened? She said, well, she says, Cody started spinning too soon. She says, and we hit a tree. She says, and That's when I died, she says, but Cody did not. And I said, Cody did not die. She says, no. She says, believe it or not, he had a seatbelt on. I didn't. I said, okay. I said, Laura, I just looked at her. I said, what do you expect her to do? She said, listen, she said, you are a dinosaur like my mother and Crystal's mom. You all do not know how to have fun. That is fun. And Crystal's mom won't let her have any fun. She said, yes, you go fast, you slam on the brakes, but nobody really gets hurt. I said, yeah, unless you're too close to a tree. She said, well, yeah. And I said, okay. I said, Lauren, I said, is this what you want Crystal to do? Die? And she just looked at me. She says, no, I really don't want her to die. But if she did die, we could hang out together. I said, oh. I said, so you'd want to hang out with a 14-year-old? She said, well, I could just hang out with her until she was closer to my age. And she said, and Crystal's listening to this. And she said, wait a minute, she wants me dead? I says, yeah, but not right away. She wants you to get to be almost as old as she is so that you can hang out together. She said, no. She says, I was so afraid of dying before I got my heart that I wasn't going to die, that I was going to be dead all the time. And when she said that, Lauren said, you mean my heart? And I looked at Lauren and I said, no, you're dead. It is now Crystal's heart. It is not your heart anymore. Lorna didn't say anything. Crystal said, please make her leave. Lauren said, fine, I can find someone else to train, as she called it, to be like me. And I says, well, what about whoever you train not having your heart? She says, that's okay. She said, I figured it out. I can still get somebody to do what I want. And she walked out the front door in a huff and never went to the light. I never got her to cross over. I have not had a run in with her anywhere, which I have to say surprises me, because I do a lot of houses with a lot of teenagers, and I have yet to run across her. Crystal calmed down, and in about 6 months, she started acting like her old self with Lorna gone. And almost about 2 months after Lorna was gone, the transplant people from the hospital called ESTA. They told her someone is trying to find out who the donor was for Crystal's heart. And they want to know if she had talked to anybody. And ESTA said, it's not us. She says, nobody's contacted us. And ESTA played along and she said, well, we don't know who it is. Because Crystal and her decided never to say, and all they really knew was the first name anyway. And they said, well, we already eliminated you, but just please don't get out this any information. It has to be kept confidential. And they said, okay. And it turns out that Cody actually was not in jail for that long, because it was manslaughter, I think, accidental manslaughter, something like that. And he wasn't in for that long. But somebody had told Cody that Lauren's heart, her eyes, and a lung had been given to somebody. And Cody was livid about this. Apparently, Lauren never told me, but she never. Her and her mother had talked about it, and she never wanted to give out any parts or pieces to anybody. She was so selfish. It was hers, and she didn't want anybody to have it. And that was one reason that she wanted Crystal to go to her mother's house because she absolutely despised her mother for giving them permission to give her heart and her other parts and pieces to people that needed it. So, you know, I have to tell you, I've done other houses where there were recipients of body parts. A couple of them were very nice and they were happy that their heart was living in somebody else or their lungs or their eyes. This is the only one that I had ever run across where the person was angry that somebody had her heart. But of course, she was like 17 years old. What did she know? And so this is, I know it's a little weird, but this is what happened.
Sounds like a spoiled, entitled young person. Can you tell I'm watching my words here?
Yes. Well, yes. And see, and that put me in a bad spot too, because again, I know all of that is very, very confidential. It's very, very self. Do they tell families who got what and who was the donor? And I actually did a talk for Bank Life, who harvests parts and pieces. And there were actually people there that were in their special unit where they are harvested from. And nobody there was angry, but I have to admit, everybody there had signed a card that they were a donor. And being that the girl wasn't 18 when she died, it was up to her parents to decide if they wanted to give away any of her stuff. So that's what happened. So I would never suggest you not taking a heart or a lung or a set of eyes if you need them from a donor, because this is rare. Like I said, in all the years that they've been doing transplants, and what, how long has that been? I don't even know, 20 years, 25 years now. This is the first time I've ever run across that.
Well, thank you, everybody. This was definitely kind of thought-provoking. Like, what would you do? Catch us every Wednesday for our next episode of When Ghosts Speak, available anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We'll catch you next time, guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into When Ghosts Speak. Remember, no part of the podcast can be used, shared, or rebroadcast without the written consent of Marianne Winkowski and Melissa Wiles. Join us again soon. Goodbye.